Does anybody remember where they were when they first heard this song? It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Or the refrain? Partying, partying. See, no. Now, when that song came out, I thought it was a really cool song. I thought it had a really catchy jingle, but I seem to be like the only person in the whole free world that felt that way. Like, I remember going online to check out that video and seeing like 100 likes and 1.7 million dislikes, and all the negative comments about this poor girl that sang this song. You know, it got so bad for her that her parents had to pull her out of school because of the bullying threats and because of how harsh and mean everybody was to her. But all of us at some point in life have gone through some sort of rejection, right? All of us knows what that feels like, all right? Whether it's to not do well on a final exam or not to get the interview and the job that we wanted to get, whether we had a really tough breakup or maybe there's a family situation that's really tough. We all know the pain and the sorrow of rejection. And our Lord tells us today in these readings that He knows what we go through. He knows what it feels like. Because the stone rejected by the builders became the cornerstone. Our Lord Jesus laid down His life for us, and He became the cornerstone of faith. And by the sign of the cross, of our Lord giving His life for us, we know that we're going to be okay. And we know that life's going to be all right. The sign of Jesus hanging for us on the cross is a reminder to us that pain and rejection and sorrow is part of life. And it's a beautiful image to us because when we're afraid, when we are rejected by life, when we're going through the pain and suffering, we come to the Lord and we say, Lord, I'm suffering, I'm struggling, life is beating me up. And Jesus looks at us and says, I know how you feel. I went through that too. We have a God that loves us so much that He embraced all that humanity has to offer. Even the pain, the sorrow, the difficulties of life, our Lord knows what that means. And it's a beautiful gift to us that on this day, when we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday, we are reminded that His love is so great and so amazing, and that nothing will stand in the way of His love for us. And we're reminded that when we suffer loss, when we suffer pain, when we go through the difficulties and the hardships of life, He's there for us. And He always will be. And we come together as Catholics week after week to receive the wonderful gift of Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, which gives us hope, which gives us the promise of everlasting life. And it's a sign to us that it's going to be okay. That the difficulties of life and the pain and the sorrow and the sin that we always are in contact with, it's going to wash away and it's going to be all right. So whatever we're bringing to the Lord today, whatever pain, whatever sorrow, whatever difficulties we're bringing today, let's bring them to the Lord and say, Lord, I need You. Lord, I love You. Lord, I need You to set me free, because that's what He does. That's what the Good Shepherd does for His sheep. And that's what the God of love does for each and every one of us. There is nothing that anyone here in the church could do today that would make God stop loving you. I hope you always remember that He will love you no matter what. His love will embrace you. His love will surround you and penetrate your very most in being, because He loves you a lot and He will always be here for you. So my brothers and sisters, when life gets you down, when life beats you up, when things seem to not be going your way, come to Jesus, because He knows you. He knows your needs, and He loves you, and He tells you He will always be here for you. Today, in a special way, we also remember that today is the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So Catholics around the world are joining their prayers today, praying that men and women may answer the call to serve the Lord in the special ministries, priesthood, and consecrated life. Now, I know you probably hear a little bit about vocations here at Texas A&M, is that right? I mean, you guys do produce more vocations of priesthood and consecrated life than anybody else in the country. Can I get a whoop for that? Yeah, that's right. You guys know what it means to give your life to Jesus. And so those of you that are here studying, that you're here giving your heart to Jesus, maybe God is calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. Our church needs men and women to courageously lay down their lives, just like Jesus first laid down His life for us. So if you have that call in your heart, if you feel that Jesus might be calling you to serve him, it is an awesome way to live your life. I've been a priest now for almost 6 years, and it's amazing. Like, I can't think of anything better, more awesome, more fulfilling in life than being a priest of Jesus Christ. So if he is calling you to serve him as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, be open to that, because you will find fulfillment and you will find joy in that life. We also remember today that vocations to marriage is also a vocation. And we pray for holy marriages. Holy marriages maybe in our families and our world, because our world needs holy families to continue to pass on the message of Jesus, to be able to live a life of faith. And so we pray for vocations of all kinds, that men and women may answer the call to serve God in however he has created you to best serve and to love him. So as we pray today, we pray for vocations of all kinds, and we ask Jesus to touch our hearts, to help us understand whatever it is that he created us for, so that we may live our lives with joy. We also come before the Lord today because he is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd who knows what rejection feels like. He knows what we go through when we suffer. And so we bring all of our sadness, our sorrows, our pain to him, and know that he's here with us. We know that he walks with us. We know he loves us. We know that he will tell us, it's okay. It's okay because I love you, and because you are my sons and daughters. May the Lord of love continue to bless us, and may he always help us be aware of how much he's a part of our life and how much he's here for us.